Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.
Time for my local expert chat, and I love catching up with Tanya Clark from Roberts Real Estate because she knows what she's talking about. She's a local expert. How are you, Tanya?
I'm great, thanks, Fezzy. How are you?
I am well. Now, tell me, how are things going in the real estate market at the moment?
Look, it is still business as usual for the real estate market here in Launceston, and maybe just more of an unusual way. But there is light at the end of the tunnel now that we've got the planned easing of the restrictions that the Premier's laid out for us. So as of next Monday, it looks like we're going to be able to conduct open homes again for up to 10 people at a time. And then within the month, by mid-June, auctions may be able to go ahead as well. So it looks like things are starting to get back on track in relation to the selling side of things. And speaking of that, houses are still selling in Launceston. And there are plenty of buyers out there ready to buy right now. And I've got an example of that. A couple of weeks ago, we had a sale in Newstead that within 1 week had 2,870 page views.
Wow.
And resulted in 7 written offers on the house.
Wow.
So that was sold within a week. So the buyers are there, and it's all about the supply and the demand. And at the moment, there are not as many properties coming onto the market for sale, but the buyers are still wanting to buy right now. The reason why they were looking to buy hasn't changed just because of what's going on with the coronavirus for a lot of buyers.
Tanya, that leads me into my next question. I mean, if our listeners are looking to sell now or within the next few months during winter, what advice do you have for them?
For me, I believe videos are now more prevalent than ever. Obviously, we've had to look at the virtual technology. With our borders still closed and we're not sure when they're going to open again, obviously videos are a really good way for people to, especially interstate buyers, that are still looking at the market. Look, realestate.com have said that they've never had such strong action of people looking at properties on their website as what they have in the last couple of months. So it's important to ensure, you know, before your photos and videos are taken, that your property is decluttered as much as possible. And then the obvious things like street appeal, make sure your front yard looks good, you know, that your gardens are free of weeds. And I guess this time of year as well, most of the leaves have fallen now, so it's a really good time to make sure your gutters are clean and they're not blocked at all. And another good thing, especially if you've got open homes or people coming through the property, is to ensure that your heating is working efficiently and that you've got updated heating in the house, because that always helps. Removing condensation from the windows is another one that can typically happen this time of year. And keep an eye on mould and dampness in the house. Do you know, Fezzy, actually during this time, I've made, like while we've been sort of more working from home, I've made a few short videos that I called Tanya's Top Tips on my Facebook page, which is all about preparing a house to sale from the front yard all the way through the house and to the backyard. Just some little ideas that you can do for styling and to make sure the house is ready as well.
Oh, that is fantastic, Tanya. And of course, if people want more information or advice, they can check out your Facebook page, but they can also contact you at Roberts Real Estate, can't they?
Absolutely, yes. Our doors are still open, our lights are still burning bright.
Yeah, that is great news. Tanya Clark from Roberts Real Estate, thank you so much. Great to catch up with you again, and we will chat again very soon.
Thanks, Fairsy. Thanks so much.
Thanks to Harvey Norman, your local Launceston superstore. It's Fairsy for your afternoon.